Governor Doyle says the state and the Nature Conservancy have agreed in principle to spend $83 million to buy 69,000 acres from the International Paper Company. The properties are in Forest, Florence, and Marinette counties. The state will own 5,600 acres along some pristine waterways. There'll be conservation easements on most of the rest of the land that will keep the acres open to recreation and logging in a sustainable manner. UW-Madison forestry professor Ray Gurries says the deal continues the recent practice of paper companies like International unloading big blocks of land.
They feel that wood is generally available, if not here in Wisconsin, certainly wood and fiber is available internationally. Their need for holding their own land has diminished over time.
Gurries says he realizes that some people may not be happy that even controlled logging will continue on the land. But he says most people accept a balance of uses.
Wood may be cheap internationally today because deforestation is still a global problem. But at some point, it will be important perhaps to have our own resource base of forest land.
But the so-called Wild Rivers Legacy Forest is raising at least some mild concerns for the Republican state representative who represents far northeast Wisconsin. Jeff Mersaw says the $33 million in stewardship money Governor Doyle wants to use seems to be a lot compared to getting only 5,000 acres of new ownership.
That 10% in relationship to the price that I believe the land was sold for, it should have been a larger acreage that the state took ownership of, and it wasn't.
Mersaw says he's also concerned that two out-of-state timber investment or management companies will oversee much of the land when a Wisconsin firm wanted in on the deal. The governor's office says International Paper ran a very competitive bidding process, and the end result is 65,000 acres protected from development. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.